Welcome back to Heaven and Healing Podcast. Be sure to go over to YouTube where you can catch us live stream these episodes weekly every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Time. Be sure to subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and click the bell for notifications so that you never miss a live. And whatever platform you're currently listening to this on, give it a thumbs up, a 5-star rating, and a written review if you haven't done so already. Thank you so much for your support. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, y'all. My name is Jackson Ferris. I'm from Franklin, Tennessee. I'm going to give you my testimony on how Jesus Christ saved me. Testimony. I don't think I've ever recorded my testimony in my life. I have said it before in crowds of people, but never recorded before. So this is a cool opportunity, and it's a blessing. But I'm gonna get started with my childhood. When I was little, I always was a little bit of a crazy kid. Nothing too crazy, but I was always getting in trouble at school, starting from all the way when I started school in preschool. Got in a fight on a playground over a swing set. My grandma had to come pick me up from school, so started out pretty hard-headed when I was young. I got in more trouble in elementary school, definitely stayed in the principal's office pretty regularly for silly things like getting in fights and mouthing off to the teacher. So going on to middle school, sixth grade, sixth or seventh grade started getting into more of drinking and smoking weed. And then by the time I was in eighth grade, I think I got into pills in eighth grade, eighth or ninth grade, gotten into pills as well. And then also hallucinogens like shrooms and LSD. Definitely not good. And when I was younger, I grew up going to church. So I grew up as a kid going to church and not really knowing what it was for or who Jesus was. A lot of times I'd be in the church service and, you know, be playing around, not listening. So I never really fully understood what Jesus was and who Jesus was. You know, I didn't understand it. So, you know, as a kid, I was a lukewarm Christian because, you know, I didn't understand and didn't take the time to learn more about God. So, yeah, so ninth or sophomore year, definitely started getting in pretty bad with the drugs and running around with not one girl. You know, wasn't married, obviously. I was just being bad. And, you know, started getting into cocaine and, yeah, cocaine around junior year and see, and oh wait, no, sophomore year, I think I started getting into cocaine. Junior year, pretty bad on cocaine. Everything, you know, LSD, pills, alcohol, weed, and then cocaine as well. So, and then by like into junior year, you know, started selling cocaine. And by freshman year, I was already selling weed. I didn't mention that, my fault. I started selling cocaine into junior year and definitely getting arrested a lot in high school, going to jail. But junior year, I really started getting arrested a lot more. And then by the time I was a senior, I was already 18 years old. So, you know, by then it wasn't juvenile. It was, you know, jail. Not prison yet, anyways, but just regular jail. So, still didn't care, still didn't learn my lesson at all. Kept on doing the same stuff. So by the time I was eight, so when I was 18, I started getting arrested. You know, that sticks on your record. And I actually, from the time I turned 18, so when I turned 18, got arrested, bonded out. Got arrested again, bonded out. Then I turned 19, got arrested again, bonded out. So that's three times getting arrested. And then by the time 19 again, got arrested, bonded out. And then got arrested again, bonded out. So it was a total of six times got arrested and bonded out. And then actually, no, five times got arrested, bonded out. On the sixth time I got arrested, the Williamson County revoked my bond. So I could not get out and I was stuck. So, you know, that was definitely God's plan to, kind of get in the door to coming into my life. And I didn't know it at the time, but you know, that was his plan. So when I was in jail at Williamson County, you know, still wasn't, you know, didn't care anything about God. But they had a church service going on. And I believe it was Wednesday nights. And every now and then I would go just to get out of the pod, because I was in a group pod in this county with a group of men, and I think it's about 30 or 40 people per pod. And you know, when you went to jail or when you went to church, a bunch of different people from different pods would go. So it was a great way to step out of the pod and get some fresh air and go to church. So I was like, what the heck, I'll go. But after a couple weeks of going to church, you know, I really started to like it and I really got into the music. So at the start of the service in the jail, they would sing the songs, and I really got into the music. They would sing, "I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning. And when I die, hallelujah, bye bye, I'll fly away." So I really like that song. So really that song kind of made me want to, it got me interested. So then I got a Bible, started reading a little bit of the Bible. And then I ended up getting in some more trouble while I was in jail. So I went to a thing called The Hole, and it's like a higher security place they put you in the jail, and it's basically just a cell. And you know, sometimes you get a cellmate. So I went there, and by this time I was 19 when I for or 19 or 20. I believe I was still 19 when I was in the hole. And then a couple months later, I went to court, and then I got my sentence, which was it was a 6-year sentence. You know, I had numerous charges, and I had enough felonies to you know, to get enough time to go to prison. So I ended up getting sentenced, and then a couple month or two later, I got sent to Bledsoe, and that's like a classification prison, and they classify you into what prison you're gonna go to. I think I was there for a short period of time, around a month. Didn't read my Bible at all while I was there. There was no church service. I believe there was one, but it was difficult to get into. And I wasn't there very long, so I didn't have time to really even apply to get in there. And then I went to From there, I went to Northwest Correctional Complex, which is in Northwest Tennessee. That was, you know, that's the actual prison. So, I saw a good bit of crazy happenings there. You know, the main compound prisons are pretty straightforward to what how movies have them as. Definitely pretty crazy. There's a lot of weird things that go on, you know, people stabbing people, you know, doing very bad things there. You know, people getting robbed of their food, you know, stuff like that. And I was there for, I believe, a month or two, and then they sent me to the annex prison, since I didn't have a whole lot of time and I was not getting any trouble there. So they sent me to the annex prison, which is right next door. And I was there, I think, 3 months, and then they put me in the cell with a dude who had three life sentences. His name was Matthew. But he had three life sentences, and he was my cellie. And as soon as I met him, I thought, you know, I was like, okay, this guy's had three life sentences. What am I getting myself into, God? And really didn't even ask God, you know, what am I getting into? Because at the time, I still really didn't care a whole lot, and you know, didn't read my Bible. So I was like, what am I gonna get myself into? Turns out, I get to know him pretty quickly, and you know, we become good friends. You know, he's always happy. You know, I noticed that about him. He's always happy. He always had a lot of energy. He was always nice to everybody. Everybody liked him. You know, and I was curious about that. A couple of things I observed from him is that when I woke up in the morning, I would look up, 'cause he wanted the top bunk. He let me have the bottom bunk, thankfully. So, I would look up there and see what he was doing in the morning times, and every morning he'd be up there crisscross applesauce reading his Bible. And you know, I got curious after I saw him do that. I was like, you know, what's up with this? And so, we worked out together. We were in sports together. He was on the soccer team I was on. So, I wanted to do what he was doing. So, and I was curious. I was like, why is he so happy still? He's gonna be in here possibly forever. Lord willing, he's not, but what does he have that allows him to stay so happy and loving and caring to everyone? He asked me one night he I think we got done playing cards, and they did a church call. They would call through a loudspeaker phone and say, I can't remember. I can't remember what they'd say, but they'd do a call out on a speaker and say church or something like that along the lines. And he looked at me as I think as we were playing cards. He looked at me and he's like, "Bro, you want to come to church?" And I looked at him and I was like, "Bro, if you're going to church, I'm going to church." And I went to church that night with him. I got there and come to find out one of his buddies who's there at that prison, who actually makes music, he was singing in with his band. And that was pretty cool. And he told me that. He's like, "Hey, that's my buddy." And I was like, "Oh man, that's cool." That was pretty cool. And the music just really, it was beautiful. I mean, as soon as I walked in, it was like I could feel something in the room, and it was a warm feeling, and I recognized that, and I was like, whew. And I'm not really singing the songs as they go because I don't know them. And I was kind of like still figuring out what's like different here, and why do I have that warm fuzzy feeling. I'm still trying to like figure it out, and I'm looking over at all the people in prison singing, all everybody in the like a lot of people come from different guilds, which is like a pod basically to the church. So people all over the prison are in this church. There's about 40, 50 people in there, and I'm looking around watching everybody sing, and everyone's so happy and smiling. Some of these people have life sentences and they're over here having a blast. I'm like, what's going on? And then I look over at my buddy Matthew. He's sitting right next to me, and I see him smiling, looking up, has his hands in the air. I'm like, what the heck is wrong with this guy? But he looks so happy, and then he goes down on his knees, and a couple tears come out of his eyes, and I was like, oh wow. And then he looks up and closes his eyes and lifts up